We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Jonathan Smith, he is the gunsmith. I'm Dan. I push the buttons.
And it's October 18th already. That's just mind-boggling. You know, is summer ever going to end?
Yes.
You know, they act as if they say, complain. Oh, we got a cold front coming.
No.
Yeah, it cooled down to 68.
That's lovely. I'm loving it.
It is beautiful weather. It is beautiful. I just don't think snowblowers are going to sell good this year.
Well, we'll see. We sold a couple already. Oh, that's, by the way, Seize the Deal Live. Yeah. We did sell a couple. Townline Ace Hardware. But this Saturday, going on right now, I don't know where the bidding stands. I haven't seen it. The minimum bid was $880. Maxudes in Flushing.
Oh, yeah.
We got a beautiful plank and hide Kerrigan pool table. You know, these are, you know, it's furniture.
They're beautiful.
Nice looking piece that you can put anywhere. You know, if you got a billiards room or a rec room.
Or you make a billy room out of your garage.
I mean, whatever it is.
Who needs to park your car in a garage when you can have it be your billiard room?
Exactly. Nice looking table. Man. So $2,200. They deliver it and install it for free within 30 miles of the shop there, of their store on Pearson Road in Flushing. $2,200 pool table, $880 minimum bid, and Seize the Deal.
Wow.
Seize the Deal, wow. Flint. That auction goes on today till 5, just FYI. 5 p.m., bidding's
over. Get on the
phone
as soon as the show's over with, because I got some friends that are looking for a pool table, so that's good.
Anyway, this segment is not brought to you by Seize the Deal.
No,
it's brought
to
you by Diamond Gems, and we're going to talk precious metals, but Diamond Gems, there are precious metals like in your catalytic converter and so forth. They can help with anything.
And those important steel cords that are in your radial tires.
Oh, yeah.
That keep you going down the road straight, and those very special ball bearings in your joints of your car.
Yes.
And the grease fittings protecting those precious metals. No, we are going to talk precious metals, but Diamond Gems, Tire and Auto Service Center, they are truly professionals, and they care for you. So that's the important part. Twice this past week, I've dropped friends off there. They said, hey, they literally called me and said, they don't listen to the show. Hey, do you know where Diamond Gems is? I said, yes. Could you drop me off there? I got to pick up my car.
It's like, yeah,
of course I can, you know, and I go in there and then I see Tim, and hey, Tim, hey, Jonathan, how are you? You know, and they're like, oh, you do know him? Yeah. Yeah, we have a relationship.
They just did wheel bearings for me.
Yeah.
And then they diagnosed this problem. And other people try and tell me I had a bad transmission, different things. And they said, I think it was cold start. And I ended up having to get a new car, but it was, but they said they took the computer or the chip, the motherboard out.
That's probably what it is, motherboard. Yeah.
And they put it in the freezer, make it cold, wouldn't start. Then they warmed it up, and it started. So they figure it's the chip, and they were right. I tried a couple things. I tried to see what it would be, but ultimately it wasn't worth putting any more money into. So
every now and then you just got to.
But they do that for you. They just figured it out for me.
Spill a hot coffee in the dashboard to make everything work.
Maybe that's what it is. A hammer, some duct tape.
Or every time somebody's having a problem with a computer, like I was at a doctor's office the other day and they were having problems with a computer, I said, I got my hammer right in the truck. You know, I can get it for you.
You want me to work on that?
No, Mr. Smith. Leave the hammer in the car. So, but they are our friends. They do great work. You can call another Monday through Friday, 810-743-4210. They're on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol in Burton, Michigan. Very easy to get to, and excellent service. You'll be so glad you went there. All my vehicles have tires on it from them, and they've engineered. And it's not like you go and say, yeah, I got this pair right here. No, they systematically figure out exactly the tire that will do you best. Then they let you make the choice out of three or four or five different tires. And every single one of them I've been so happy with. So, I'm talking precious metals this segment. To them, you're precious. So let them take care of your car for you. You can, again, link to them right from my website, and you'll get all their information right on the GSS.com. Happy mid-October. Here we are. Everyone's talking about precious metals right now. You know, gold, Dan, gold hit $4,378 an ounce the other day.
Wow.
So, I remember back when it was like $1,700 an ounce, and I'm like, I wonder if this will go up.
It'll never get higher than this.
It'll never get higher. So I was always a cheapskate and invested in silver because silver I could afford.
Yep.
All my buddies would get a 12-pack of beer for $7. I'd go in the store, in the coin shop, and buy an ounce of silver for $6.90, and I kept them all these years. Well, I did good on it. It just hit $53 an ounce. On Thursday, it was $53 an ounce. I didn't look at what it was today. But it's gone. It's done really well for me. And now lead, because I talk about when you have to invest, in, when times are a little spooky, you invest in three things. And it's called the three Bs. It's not the Better Business Bureau. It's bullets, bullion, and booze. You can trade all of them. I mean, you can use the bullets to get the other two if you need it.
Right.
But and you can use booze to get the other two if you need it. You know, you can, there's ways around. Those are the three things that you can trade when times get tough.
They call that fungible.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Good way of putting it. So lead is at $1,968 a ton.
Wow.
Okay, a ton. Yeah. So that equals out to like 88 cents a pound, which is not bad. But what happens when precious metals go up, ammunition goes up.
Yeah.
So that was my concern. I said, okay, let's look at this from an ammunition point of view. Ammunition's actually coming down right now. We're getting out of the era of the Obama era was the worst.
Price of ammunition.
Price of ammunition was absolutely horrible. And then when COVID hit during the Biden years, that was tough too because ammunition was in high demand and the prices skyrocketed again. And it became very, very hard to get a deal on anything. Well, now I get ads on the internet constantly for 1,000 rounds of 9mm for $219. That's cheap. Ends up being about $11 a box is what it ends up being, roughly, for a box of 50. Well, and you can go into any store and just buy one box at a time right now for $12.50 or $13.50. So it's not bad, but it depends on what mix you're going to get. You know, it's they're not all Big Macs. Some are Whoppers. Some are better. You know what I mean? If your comparison to burgers, it's some are really, really nice. But really, is this spike in precious metals going to affect bullet prices? And that's my main concern. Certainly it will, although I think slightly. We shouldn't see a spike in price or lack of availability to even order them because production is doing good right now. We're past the COVID thing. The munitions factories are back up and running good. Remington is still a question mark. They still make tons of 22s and stuff. But the primer production caused some problems, but they're back on the market with their primers. CCI, Winchester, and there's a whole bunch of manufacturers coming up out of South America. I'm using some Argentinian primers right now that are working absolutely perfect, and they're cheap. So instead of spending $100 on primers, I'm trying some of these ones from South America that cost me about $40 a thousand. So there are options out there and they're available to you. Now, I like to buy American. My first choice is CCI primers. My second choice is Federals. My third choice is Winchesters. My fourth choice is Remington. But I'm trying these others because I got a deal on them and I thought, well, I'll give it a shot and see if they're, you know, they function and they fit and they work. If you start getting failures, you know better then. I tried it. You know, it's kind of like trying that, you know, that new sports drink and I didn't care for it. So we'll see how it goes. So supply and demand has always been the challenge for lead and copper, which is what our bullets are made out of, lead and copper. Okay. Some are all lead. Now they're doing a lot of the ones that are, you know, California compliant where they're encapsulated with an enamel so that you don't touch the lead and get it on your fingers. And speaking of lead and precious metals, I saw a very interesting internet thing this week, probably a conspiracy theory. But, you know, remember we took lead out of houses, Dan? Lead paint, took it completely out of houses. We quit using it in paint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing lead has always done, and it's still used on a regular basis when we build doctor's offices and such, our x-ray rooms are lead-lined. Even the screw holes in the wall, when you put a screw in the wall, you got to put a lead cap over it. Everything is lead contained. Like in this room we're broadcasting from, we have a copper net around us for, I forget what it's for, but I was taught it a long time ago, but there's underneath the floor, it's all copper. It's designed, I forget what it's called, but there's a term for it. But precious metals are used for a lot of different things. The lead paint in your house is actually a radiation shield, but it also stops radio waves. And with the internet, the increase of the internet and the need to make radio waves go through buildings, they had to get lead out of houses. Mm. So there's a government, there's another one of them little government plots behind that that could be true. But back to guns. Lead is readily available. We use it a lot. We recycle it a lot. So that's a good thing. And copper, of course, is a beautiful thing right here from Michigan. We have got all the copper mines in UP, which they're opening the mines back up now. Real heavy talks about that. I'm excited. So now brass is at $2.30 a pound. So it's quite a bit more expensive than lead. But when we go to the range and we shoot brass, we shoot our ammunition, used to be you'd walk on a 5-inch thick pile of brass, and now it's getting snatched up. It was getting snatched up. The rough stuff is just getting is getting recycled, but the good stuff is getting snatched back up and reloaded on a regular basis because it is a commodity. And there's no sense. And if you can get a free commodity, you snatch it up. If there was a store giving away free ounces of gold, you'd be there picking it up. So it now when I go to these ranges, they're picked pretty clean, and they're getting recycled, and it looks good, it works good, and it's getting the stuff up off the ground. And I've always had that scout motto of how when you use something, leave it cleaner than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So remember this when you're going up and you're going shooting. Don't leave a mess. You know, don't take the computer out and say, hey, let's blast this computer, then leave that computer garbage in the woods. That plastic's going to be there till your great-grandkids are, you know, our grandparents. So clean up after yourself and leave it better than you found
everywhere,
it.
But especially when you're out in the woods.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You know, I don't even like leaving shotgun shells in the woods when I'm hunting. Try to pick them up every time.
Sure.
So next segment, we're going to talk about some really cool stuff, too, of course, from Williams Gunsight. So that's coming up next. But remember,
more Gunsmith Show coming up.
Exactly.
We'll be back right after this on US 103.1.